Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted today because we're going to have a very special guest, Ms. Patrice Tankard, who will come on the line and share with us a little bit about her music journey, her writing, her poetry, and just all of the great things that she has done. She's going to share that with us. But first, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way, Heavenly Father. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you helped us to make it through another day, Lord, and we say thank you. We ask you, would you bless our guest who comes on the ministry today, Lord? Bless everything that she touched. Bless her inspiration and her music and her family and her friends and everyone who is listening, Lord. And we ask that something will be said or done that will edify, glorify, and magnify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And before I call Ms. Patrice Tankard, I want you to know a little bit about Ms. Patrice, okay? She is a songwriter. She's a musician. She's a music writer of dance drama. She's an educator. She's a former fashion model. Some of her interests are theater, dance, drama, music, computer technology, weight training, Zumba, fitness training. Her favorite music is world music, jazz, classical, inspirational, and musical theater. Her favorite TV shows is The Royal Family at Work. Her favorite movies consist of Queen, The Jurassic Park, The Home Alone series, and she has favorite books, which includes the Bible. Amen. She has other quotations entitled "Figure Out a Way to Be," and "Nothing is bigger than God." She says, "Nothing is bigger than God." In just a second, we are going to get Ms. Patrice on the line so that we can speak with her concerning her different musical aspirations and things that she's doing, not only in the music world, but in acting and in other aspects of her life. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold as I commit to calling Ms. Patrice Tankard. Hold on, please.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Ms. Patrice Tankard?
This is she.
Hey, Ms. Patrice, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. This is Elfrida Love calling you.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I have introduced you, and you have a plethora of talents and gifts, and I would like for you to share those gifts. Is that okay?
That is great, yes.
Okay. Well, can you tell me or tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am the oldest of three children. I'm preacher's kids. We're the kids of the late Arthur and Mary Tankard. They were pastors. And I'm a single mom. Uh-huh. I have three daughters.
Okay.
And I'm single through to divorce. And while I'm saying that, I want to send a shout out to my daughter's father, who is a great dad. We didn't make it as a couple, but we are friends, and he helped me raise the kids. So it's important for people to know, you know, that I know how to handle relationships when they don't go right. And so so I'm so proud of myself in that. So great shout out to Cal and Mitchell Sr., the girl's dad, and a shout out to my daughters, Chestnut, Kirsten, and Elise. Now, I have three daughters, and they're the last one just left home, so I have an empty nest, so I'm in a good space right now.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, and I'm a school teacher, an educator, a high school teacher. I've been teaching about 17 years now.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm a minister of music at a local church here in the Deltona area in Florida. I've been working for Pastor Caroline Shine now for about 7 years, and I've been playing music since about 5. My dad was a pastor. He put me on the piano at 5, and he put me on the Hammond B3 organ at 10.
Wow. Okay. Wow, so you have a very special calling on your life. So I hear that you're an educator, you're a minister of music, you're a mom, you're just, wow, you're just blessed, and that's good to be blessed. That's good, that's good.
I feel so blessed to be able to serve. The biggest thing that I appreciate about my life is that I really enjoy serving people. I love people, especially love kids. I love the elderly, and I enjoy seeing people smile. And I like actually serving. I mean, really, it's like serving hand to foot, cook for you, serve you your food, you know, bring you things. I'm that type of hospitality type of girl. I enjoy that so much.
Wow, that is excellent. That is so wonderful. Okay. Now, you mentioned a little bit about your music and things of that nature. Can you tell me what captured your interest in music and what type of music do you like to sing or even listen to?
Well, my mom and dad were both musicians and they both sang. So that's kind of where it all started. And so I grew up doing that and mostly playing music, even though I am an alto. I did sing in the gospel chorale, the gospel choir and the concert chorale at Bethune-Cookman University when I was in school and in college there. And so it just kind of went from there. But my interests are really gospel only because of how I grew up, but mainly world music, jazz, and different genres like that, inspirational, not necessarily just playing gospel, but different types of genres of music. I really enjoy all of them.
Wow, that's good. Now, let me ask you this. Do you write music, and if so, what instruments do you play as well, if you play any?
I play piano, keyboard, and Hammond B3 organ, but the Hammond B3 organ is my main instrument.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I enjoy doing that, and I write music the best that I can try to write it. I have the gift of music through playing by ear. I have tried for years and years to do the reading, and I do read music, but I don't read it as fast as others. But I can actually create and write music, and then by the time we get it all done, we can print it up and, you know, available through print for everyone else who does read music. But it's nothing for me to sit down and write and create. And I spend a lot of time writing songs, and I've actually, just the past 3 years of my life, I've been writing songs for people. I'll go in, and they'll tell me the genre of the tone or whatever, and I'll write the song out, teach the parts to the choir, teach the musicians their parts, sign the contract, and walk away and get a percentage. So that's kind of great, too.
Now, so what I'm hearing, because you're very interesting, so what I'm hearing, you also can direct choirs. Correct?
Yeah. I spent years doing that, praise teams, choirs, you name it. I just kind of grew up in that type of frame of mind and mindset, doing that type of thing, doing workshops and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Spent a lot of time. And I actually spent 10 years of my life traveling out of a suitcase because I used to travel as a live band musician, one of 9 musicians. I was a Hammond B3 organist for this group entitled the T.S. Chorale. We traveled for 10 years. We were on the Bobby Jones about 2 or 3 times and we met all these artists. And so I spent 10 years of my life traveling out of a suitcase, and that was fun. I had a good time with that because we traveled all over the country. That was great.
Wow, that is excellent. Now, speaking of different things that you're doing, what projects do you currently have going on at this time?
Well, at the moment, I'm working as a consultant for this person named Lisa Cox. She's writing a play called I'm Still Standing. So that's a production, a big production that she's putting on within the next year. And I'm the consultant for that. She wants to have me to help, you know, write songs, help get the dancers together, help people with their parts and stuff. So right now that's the current thing that I'm currently working on. The other things I have are things that are not really local. I sit on the board of consultants for Sanjay Orphanage Ministry, which is in Nagpur, India.
Uh-huh.
We met through the Notes of Inspiration website that I have, and they asked me to be a consultant to help them teach children, because they have these kids that are living in orphanages because their families were destroyed and they're not understanding how to minister to these children who are coming from the orphanage type of mindset. And since I'm a teacher and I also teach students who live in group homes,
mm-hmm.
you know, so some of the people over in Nagpur, India are asking, well, we don't know how to talk to these kids. We don't know what to say to them. They have different disabilities and happenings. And so can we ask you to help us with that? So I do that. I've been with them since about 2012, two different ministries over there in Nagpur, India, and it all was connected through the Notes of Inspiration website that I have. That's how we met.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this about the children that you serve. So with the children that you serve, you have a very unique niche with them. And what is that unique niche that, you know, you teach? Of course, you probably teach the subjects, but what type of children of these that you teach, and, you know?
These students are students that have different types of disabilities, emotional behavior disabilities, and I'm what they call an EBD teacher, emotional behavior disability type of teacher. I'm an English teacher. I teach English 1, 2, 3, and 4, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, but the students are actually pursuing a standard diploma just like everybody else. But they have a lot of different things going on. So these students some of them are at risk, and they have a lot of different types of challenges.
Okay.
And so there are some days when the job can be dangerous because of threats and different types of things and fights,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, attacks sometimes. But these, you know, this, I guess it would be like the children that people would label as the juvenile delinquents.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not, you know, how I see it.
That's right.
I feel that these are children that need extra special help emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, and socially. So this is a special niche because everybody can't do it. It's not for every type of teacher. But I really love that type of thing. And I was assigned that job. I didn't ask for that particular job. I was a regular English teacher, and I was assigned that job, and I was kind of upset, and I was afraid because it can be dangerous. And then I asked my supervisor, I said, why would you do that? And she said, because we feel that you really have what it takes because you have a calm demeanor. We feel that they will listen to you, and that we feel that there's a certain gift that you have. We've been watching you for years, and we've been sending you, quote, unquote, the bad kids, and you've been able to turn their lives around. So there's something inside of you that they need. So that is why you have this assignment, and I had to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they did do that because that's a niche that I enjoy.
Right. And, you know, I could even see you doing some, like I said, consulting with behaviors, workshops with teaching teachers and administrators how to deal with difficult behaviors.
Yes, that would be something that I would be interested in because I've been in it for years now, and I mean it's a challenge, but it takes a special type of person. And my students will tell you I'm the type of teacher. I never raise my voice. I stay calm all of the time. Actually, they've never seen me upset. They've never seen me raise my voice, and we handle everything like that. And then sometimes the environment gets so intense, it's just hard to stay like that. Because if you're being cussed out a lot and stuff is being thrown at you and you've been being threatened, it may not be easy to keep that type of demeanor. But because of the gifts God has given me, He's blessed me to be able to keep that same demeanor, that same tone through it all. And so that's why I have been assigned that assignment, and I am so grateful for that assignment.
That's great. So what are some of your long and short-term goals as far as whether it's education, music, you know, you have a plethora of talents?
Well, what I would like to do is I'm interested in psychology. I have a degree in psychology and another one in business, but what I like to do is go ahead and get that master's in clinical psych and get the PhD in the same thing and just finish up with graduate school. That's some of my, you know, short-term goals. Continue to work on different music projects and be creative and, you know, get out of the one genre and get into many genres of producing and just spending time with other musicians and things like that. And I'm also finishing my book. I did write a book, and it's in the editing stages. It's called Notes of Inspiration, Volume 1. And I was asked to write the book by the people who visit the website because they said, well, can you just write something for 365 days, a small thing every day, and we can have it in our hands or read it electronically. So I'd like to try to finish that up. It's done, but I'm just editing it and to get that published. That's a short-term goal that I have.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Now, we just talked about your background working with youth. What do you see as a pressing problem with our youth, and what do you see is a possible solution or solutions to that problem that you see or view as pressing?
Well, it just seems that there's just so many things, but the things that really touch my heart is it seems like there's the family support system is being broken down. Parents are busy. There's a lot going on. There's an abuse of technology going on, social media pressure that students have to deal with all the time, but especially the technology abuse. And I see this every day all the time. You know, kids are learning things too early. They're seeing things too quickly. They're growing up too fast. And just something as simple as going to school and then your friend showing you a video that's inappropriate during lunchtime can change their lives. Things like that. It's just everything is so quick, and it's so hard these days to, I feel, difficult for parents to keep up with that all of the time. And then when you have the problems with the family structure not being the way it should be at home with the home support, it makes it difficult for students to thrive. So I think that's an issue, and that some of the problems I feel that is important that I think about all the time. Solutions, I think, would be more toward trying to figure out ways how to support families, do some teaching on parenting. Mm-hmm. I feel that that has really fallen in the cracks a lot.
Right.
A lot of parents, they mean well, but some of them really don't know how to raise their children. And I think that's something that we need to work on. Mothers need to be mothers, and dads need to be dads, and children need to be in their places as children. So I think everybody needs to get in their place, but they don't know how unless someone comes along and encourages them and teaches them how to do that.
That's right, and you said a good point, and I know we're going to get to your blogs, but at the end, I want you to tell the listeners and viewers how to get to your blogs, because you have a plethora, once again, of different topics such as the family and, you know, mother and kids and things of that nature. Now, you have some really good information because I was reading some of it, and it's excellent information for individuals to read.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Now, speaking of your blogs, can you tell us a little bit about your blogs and words of inspiration? And if you want to share a little piece of an inspiration, that's totally fine.
Well, Notes of Inspiration started in 2009. I was on Facebook doing some nice things on there. So one of my friends said, Patrice, why don't you just get like your own blog? Just get your own thing. So I decided to do that, have my oldest daughter to set it up. And it was just something that I wanted to do. I liked to write. It was just really just for me and a couple of people in town. So I got on there, and I would write every single day because I love to write. And I'll be so surprised to tell you that in 30 days it went global. I mean, it blew up. In 30 days we had 30,000 visitors because we can have a way of going behind there and see. And they were all from different countries. I'm like, wait, I can't tell anybody. It's just for me. I just want to write. It's my personal diary. So it blew up from there in 2009, and it was just supposed to be for me and a couple of friends here in Florida. So here we go from that. So now it's every single day. It's a really short scripture, a photo, and an explanation through the eyes of Patrice Tanker, from the desk of Patrice Tanker, and how it's been given to me and downloaded through, you know, the Spirit and everything. And that's how it happens. And so it's a word up every single day. There's a lot on there. We've been doing it since 2009, so you'll never run out of things to read, and we have the different types of categories for if people who just want to go to a certain category and read that. But the main thing about Notes Inspiration, it inspires. My target audience is for people who are unchurched, because so many people from different countries are logging on, which is over 50 countries every single day. Some of them are even atheists. My target is unchurched, so it's not a real deep type of thing like you would, you know, imagine, like church. Mm-hmm. It's just a simple word every day to get you through life, from just regular daily life living. And that's what it's for. And people have been enjoying it. And I wanted to stop because it's kind of tedious to have a word up every day, 365 days a year, and now for 6 years. But people keep, you know, asking, and when I'm late, they let me know. I try to have the word up by 12 midnight every night for the next day. And I even had some people from China one time that contacted me, and they said, Patrice, you got to be on time with that, because we're over here working in a factory, and then you're putting the word up at a certain time at 12 midnight. We have to leave our jobs by a certain time, and we're on the computer. We get in trouble, and we're sitting there waiting for you to put your word up, and you're late. We don't have computers at home. You got to be on time with that. So that's when I knew it was really, really serious. You know, it's just that deep. They even have a gentleman from Pakistan who asked me if he could translate the word every day, the post every day, into two different languages to his people. So I gave him permission to do that. So it's not like I could actually stop. I have to keep going just because people want it.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm amazed. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, and it's so inspirational, and you get into it. You know, I was like, ooh, I'm going to be late to the show because I'm reading her blog. Yes. Okay. What will be your most inspirational writing and why?
Well, personally, I believe that my most inspirational writing would be writing to women. Because I have a special thing in my heart for women who are going through relationship issues, because I've done that. I've been there, and I've done that. And that is my baby. That's the thing that I focus on a lot, is helping women get through their lives when things don't go right in their relationships, when they're married or they're dating or just have a relationship issue or problem, self-esteem problems, abuse. I've been through that before, domestic abuse in relationships, you know, after the divorce and different things. I was in relationships that did not work out. So that's the thing that I'm working on. I'm working on a book that really goes into encouraging women to be strong and to come out and don't be afraid and to stand up and be that woman that God has called you to be. So that's the inspirational writing that interests me the most, is helping women to be victorious in living their lives regardless of what happens in relationships.
Wow, that's good. Now, what message or messages do you want to convey with the people when they're reading your writings? I know that you said you want to really encourage the women to be strong and to just be who they are, but is there a theme or message or many messages that you want to convey to the global, you know, people who actually read your blogs?
Yes, my goodness, yes. It's a general message that nothing is bigger than God, and I want people to be able to get up every morning and have a reason to be happy about success in just little things in life. I'm not on my website talking about prosperity and being wealthy and millionaires and all that. No, I can't even go on that route, because a lot of the people who live in countries that are different than mine, they're just barely, you know, getting up, having something to eat, and they barely have electricity. But my thing is the steps of getting up. When you get up in the morning and you find that you're breathing, you give God praise for every step in your life. The general message is that you can make it. This life is not easy, but we can live it, and we can give God praise for everything that He does for us. And it's not about who has the most of anything. It's about living and breathing and knowing who our Creator is, and if we can get through life and God never leaves us. Nothing is bigger than God. That's the general message that I want my readers to understand, that when they have a bad day, get up and read the Word or get on the website, get inspired and get out there and keep going. No matter what your life is like, find a reason to be happy, keep going. It's a general, simple message.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared?
Well, let's see. Well, I'm out there on social media. I'm everywhere. I don't know if people know where to have a YouTube channel. I'm Patrice L. Takers. I have a channel there with some videos there that encourage people. I have a fan page on Facebook entitled Tankard Town. Mm-hmm. Tankard Town was created as the afterthought when my brother came out with his show, Thicker Than Water, and there was a lot of different drama stuff going on. And I created Tankard Town for the people who wasn't interested in the extra. They just wanted to know how to live every day, get up every day. So Tankard Town is created by us, and it's the life that follows the life of me, and I, of course, I call myself the mayor of Tankard Town.
That's right.
And then my sister in love actually gave me that idea. She said, Patrice, you are actually, the mayor of Tankard Town, and the people in Tankard Town are my three daughters and their families.
Uh-huh.
And I have two beautiful grandchildren from the first daughter and her husband. So I tell people, just get on there and see what we do, how the Tankards live Florida style, really simple lifestyle of loving God and living healthy. And it's a great site, and people enjoy it.
Now, before I open up the lines, you're being very modest, because you are the sister of Mr. Ben Tankard, who is just awesome. I mean, when I saw them at the Stellars, I almost fainted, because he's so anointed by God. Can you just tell me this real quick? What is it like to be the sister of such a talented, God-fearing, Ben Tankard? I just have to ask.
It's a lot of fun. And a lot of people don't know there's three of us. There's me, I'm the oldest,
uh-huh.
Then him, and then our sister Avalier, who lives in Puerto Rico. And we just, it's three of us, we have a great time. My brother is so comical, and just like you see him, he keeps us laughing, cracking sides all the time. It's a lot of fun being a Tankard and being around the Tankards. They get off the wall with how they think sometimes and how they act, but it's all in love, and I enjoy being a part of the family. And I'm the eldest of all of them. I'm the oldest child, and I tell my brother all the time, look, I'm the oldest, the mantle and the anointing from dad and mom, being pastors and preachers and all that, and musicians follow me. Because
right.
I'm a musician. I was playing first, but I decided to take time out and raise my three girls, and while he went out and did the thing with the CDs and all that. So I'm like, now that the girls are raised up, I look at him like, okay, all right, now it's my turn, sir.
You had
25 years of that, and I was raising girls for 25 years, so I'm going to get out there and do something too. But it won't be jazz gospel gospel jazz like he's doing. It'd be more something else, traditional. I'm an organist, so that's a whole different genre, so you don't have to worry about being threatened. But yeah, that's my brother. We're only 10 months apart, and they call us twins the hard way. You have one now, have one 10 months later, but we have a good time.
Wow, yeah, he's just phenomenal. Can you tell us when the show comes on? Can you tell the listeners, that way we can tune in and all that good
stuff? Well, season one and season two are over right now, so people can go pull those up through demand if they want to, or on YouTube. So season three, what normally happens is that the tapings are in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and then actually the show doesn't come out until around January. So I don't believe they started taping season three, but it is time for season three, and that should be taped during the summertime, all summer, starting about June through August, and then they have to do all the editing and everything with Bravo TV, and then by the time January rolls around, they'll let everybody know that season three will start. So just pray for that season to be great, just like the other two were.
Oh, yes, and we will. Okay, now I'm going to open up the lines. I see some people online, and some just want to listen, and some may have questions. So if there's anyone online who has a question about her gifts or talents, you may ask at this time.
Yes, ma'am. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Hi, this is Evangelist Evelyn Green, and I apologize, Dr. Love, for being late on the show here. But I want to say hello, Ms. Patrice Tankard. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you? So good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. I caught the right at the end of the show, and I caught the part about you are in education. And I caught the end of you dealing with students. Can I hear just a little bit more of that? And then I do have a couple of other questions, but I caught the tail end of that. Could you just elaborate a little bit more about what it is that you do at your school?
It's called EBDSC, which is Emotional Behavior Disabilities Self-Contained. So these are students that have different disability issues going on, but they still are pursuing a standard diploma. They just have different challenges. Some of them have been incarcerated. Some of them are on probation for, you know, just different things that they had going on in their life that, you know, prohibited them from being with the regular kids out. So we have, there's a separate building. There's a separate place for them, and they call it self-contained because they're self-contained in that building. Sometimes they have to be escorted here and there because of whatever the challenges are. But it's sort of what other teachers would consider a high-risk job, and it can sometimes be dangerous because there's a lot going on with these students emotionally. And so we do the best we can to encourage them. A lot of them, we're trying to keep them in school, trying to keep them out of jail, off the streets, and we want them to get a good education so they can function out with the regular people and out in life. So it's just one of those types of situations.
Okay, I thought that's what I heard. That's a wonderful job that you do there. And this school is still connected with public school, correct?
Yes, this is public schools. There's public schools here, and not every school has that program. So you have to, you know, there are certain high schools that have the program. And so I'm a high school teacher, so I'm at a high school that actually have the program there. And I'm just honored to serve in that capacity. I love it.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. That's awesome. You definitely have to have the heart to love kids at that level and to really be there and be patient with them and see that they still have what it takes to get out there and have a life for themselves. I mean, they get into trouble and things of that nature. It's an awesome job to be there, and you're there to help them see that. My reason for asking that, Ms. Pinkert, I may want to talk to you after the show. But we do have, I'm with an international speaker, teacher nationwide, and I would love to share with you a program that does help with schools, with, you know, troubled kids, and where they can handle the kids in the school and still have time to teach. So I would love to just pass that information on to you. But other than that, also, I wanted to hear that you say you're writing a book about women, been married over 30 years, and I love hearing what you're saying about encouraging women. That's an awesome, awesome passion to have as well, to, you know, out there helping women. So do you have a name of the book yet, or is it still in process?
That particular book is still in progress. The book that is finished, though, is the Notes Inspiration Volume 1 book that I wrote for all the global people who wants the book in hand. But the other book, I am still working on that. That's not finished. There's a lot going in that. But I'm excited about it, and, you know, you guys will hear about it, you know, when I get it finished getting it together. But be sure to hold tight, too, so that the Dr. Love can give you my number so that you can call me tonight or whenever to talk about the other things you just talked about. I'm so glad to hear from you tonight. I appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful,
Ms. Pinkert,
wonderful.
Before you leave, can you just tell us, can you give us your blog information? That way the listeners and readers can look on your blog.
All right, the blog information is Notes of Inspiration from the Desk of Patrice Tanger is www.notesofinspiration.com. It's everything spelled correctly, NotesOfInspiration, www.notesofinspiration.com. That's the website.
Okay, we have like 2 more seconds if anyone have any questions just about her gifts, because I know her schedule is busy. Okay. So, Ms. Tankert, I know that your schedule is busy. I really appreciate you coming on the ministry. And, you know, I want to stay in touch with you. You're doing some great things. And I just wish you the best, God's blessings, and please stay in touch. You know, if you have something going on in your area or you're traveling, please let me know because I want to try to at least make one or two events.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much for asking me. I really appreciate it. I feel so honored. Thank you so much for this.
Yes, ma'am, and I will put I will send you the recorded interview. I will send it to your page.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Tankard, and my phone, we just had some technology issues. That was Miss Tankard, and so please be sure to check out her blog. She has a blog that is going on, so please be sure to check that out, and that will also be posted on my website. And so we really appreciate the time that she took to interview with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I have a couple of announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook at Freda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family and your friends. Make sure that if you have to pray for all of your family, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. I still believe in the power of prayer. I still believe that if you expect God to do something, he will. I just received an opportunity. It's a huge opportunity. But on yesterday I said, you know, you have to claim what you want. You have to claim what you need, and you have to do it in Jesus' name. So any time that you pray unto God, and I believe that you can't pray too much, even if it's the same prayer every day, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so if you ask God and you really believe it and you really work hard towards it, the Lord will give it to you. Opportunities will come to you that you didn't even ask for. You heard Ms. Patricia Tankard say that she didn't even ask for that position in working with those type of students, but she was assigned that position, and she found out when she was assigned that position that that was her niche. She loved doing it, and as I told her, I could see her traveling, you know, different places and speaking. I really could. I could see her doing that. So just make sure that you continue to pray and make sure that you continue to believe in God. We're going to be praying on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, and, you know, with an expectancy, 180 days of favor and grace. And those days never end because God, his goodness and mercy is every day. He gives us favor. And so we're praying for each and every person. When you get out your calendars, make sure that you get out your calendars and you mark the second Saturday in June, God's will, in Bellamy, Texas. We're going to have a talent show. So make sure you mark your calendars with that. And just make sure that you just continue to pray. God is opening doors. He's sending people to this ministry that I never imagined. On tomorrow, we're going to have a very phenomenal author. Her name is Miss Elaine DePrince, and she has adopted many students from Africa. And she's going to tell us about her experience. As a matter of fact, I received, I believe she's in Georgia, she is, and I received one of her books. And for some reason, the vision is that I see her on television, and she works with a lot of children from Africa, and she talks about a story of great courage that all women, young and old, should read. And so she did give me a copy of her book, and I'm going to read some of her book tonight, and we're going to welcome her on the Love of Jesus Ministry. On tomorrow, I will have I will open up the lines for you to ask her questions concerning her book and her journey. Because, as I said before, she is a published author. If you ever want to call in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, the number is and will always be 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981, or you can pick it up online at blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com freda.org/FREDA. And I tell you what, we have some phenomenal people coming on this ministry. I mean, people that you see on TV, regular people like me, activists, civil rights activists, people who marched back in the 1970s, people who were at Ferguson when it was all going down. I mean, we have some great things happening on this ministry. So, you know, if you know of anyone who fits that criteria of being a positive image for people, then please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, we want to thank Ms. Patrice Tankard. Please check her out. Check out her blog site. Also check out my Facebook page, as I will have this particular interview recorded. We want to thank Evangelist Green for coming on. And we want to thank all of the listeners and all of the friends. And as we said before, please continue to check the page. If you need any type of training for students, then just contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. You know, we have a lot of workshops going on and things of that nature, so please contact us. So without further ado, you know how it goes. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.